The violence began before dawn, with gunmen in speeding cars killing soldiers and police at checkpoints across Baghdad. The assailants used silencers, a new gangland-style twist to their attacks. In the hours that followed, two bombs, also targeting police, exploded in the capital. Other blasts occurred outside the homes of policemen in Fallujah, west of Baghdad.
This Fallujah resident says one of the houses destroyed belonged to a policeman killed 2 years ago.
He says members of the family are being dragged from the rubble and asks, what did they do? In the northern city Mosul, a suicide bomber exploded a car near a checkpoint guarded by national and Kurdish forces. Two blasts also rocked Suwayra, southeast of Baghdad. In the deadliest attack, two car bombs struck workers in Hilla, in central Iraq. While there was no immediate claim of responsibility, suspicion quickly fell on al-Qaeda in Iraq, as well as Sunni militants. Iraqi and U.S. officials in recent weeks have announced several arrests and killings of top al-Qaeda leaders. Authorities predicted the actions would weaken the local offshoot of the terror network, arguing that support for the group had waned and replacing the leadership would be difficult. Peter Harling is an Iraq specialist at the International Crisis Group in Damascus.
Al-Qaeda in particular has shown a remarkable ability to replace these leaders. It's a very decentralized movement. It's not hierarchic. So I don't think the arrest or the killing of its senior officials has ever had any impact, significant impact on the movement.
Even as officials had tried to downplay the future Al-Qaeda threat, some warned of a possible increase in Sunni-led violence. More than 2 months after inconclusive national elections, Sunnis are once again watching their chances of major representation in parliament appear to slip away. The secular Shiite Sunni bloc led by former Prime Minister Iyad Alawi took the most seats, but two more overtly Shiite groups are said to be close to forming a ruling coalition. Much of the horrific sectarian violence across Iraq in 2006 and 2007 was tied to Sunnis boycotting the last national elections and then being shut out of government. Peter Harling says that even now, it's probably too early to tell.
I think we're just in yet another phase of negotiations that will be very protracted, and I think we'll go through various, very different phases in these negotiations. So right now, there is the possibility, indeed, of a Shiite coalition probably reaching out to the Kurds and to some Sunni elements as token representatives within the government. Another possible scenario is that this fragile Shiite alliance will simply fall apart over the difficulties of nominating a consensus prime minister.
The power vacuum is likely to continue for some time. Election results must be finalized before a government can be formed, and the vote is being recounted. Elizabeth Arrett, VOA News, Cairo.